أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون فلنذيقن الذين كفروا عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah, who did not want to listen to this message of the Quran, and they turned away from this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a few ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Adaullah, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the both and bringing the both together. Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve said, and this was in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, do not listen to this Qur'an, وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, and interrupt during the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ, so that you will be superior, you will overcome Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this was predominantly the message that Abu Jahl would give to the Quraysh of Makkah, that whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran Kareem, or for that matter any Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran Kareem, then immediately it used to take its effects deep rooted in the hearts of even the disbelievers. They undoubtedly were affected by this Kitab of Allah, by these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to say to them that when the Quran is being recited, they should interrupt the recitation of the Quran. Others used to say that they used to begin whistling, they used to begin clapping, they used to speak loudly, and in that way they used to create an interruption of the recitation of the Quran Kareem. And all this was because they did not want this message of the Quran, they did not want the effect of the Quran to be deep rooted into the hearts of those who were listening, even though they had not brought Iman at that point in time. Very beautifully, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah has created a synopsis of this entire scenario. He says one is the thunder that begins to clap in the skies, and the other is the buzzing of bees. And no matter how much the bees may buzz, it will never overshadow the thunder that comes. And no matter how much they try to interrupt the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the recitation of the Quran Kareem, they were unsuccessful, because heart by heart was affected by this Kitab of Allah, and day by day people accepted the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At this point in time also, we need to take into consideration that many of our functions, etc., Quran Kareem is being recited, and people begin speaking in between that. That will obviously not create any form of kufr or disbelief, but definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear in the Quran that when the Quran Kareem is being recited, فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا, first of all listen attentively, and second of all remain silent. So we should take cognizance of all these, because these are the very factors. The respect that we have for the Kitabullah will definitely have a positive impact on our Iman and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, and Allah says, فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, certainly we will make those who disbelieve taste a very severe punishment. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, and you will recompense them, أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, for the very evil that they had been committing. That will be the recompense in the hereafter, that they strive to stop. One is not to believe in Allah, one is not to listen to the message of Allah, and one is to stop others from listening to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ. That is the jaza, that is the recompense of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, النار, and that is the fire of Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ. And for them is an everlasting abode. They will remain in it for eternity. In other words, never to come out of it. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And that is the jaza, the recompense, because they had denied our ayat, they denied our verses. They heard the Quran, they understood the Quran, they understood the message of the Quran. Some of them were even affected by the message of the Quran Kareem, but because of the continuous denial of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their situation when they are in the fire of Jahannam, and now they will realize that there is no way out. Then they will make one plea, and Allah says, those who disbelieve will say, رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. O Allah, show us those people who had deviated us from jinnat and insan, from the jinn and from insan. نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. So that we may place them below our feet, underneath our feet. لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. So that they will be of the lowest. That now they would want some kind of satisfaction, that they had followed. Number one was shaitan. Number two, many of them followed the leaders of kufr, the leaders of disbelief. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that from the jinn it will be shaitan, it will be iblis, because those who disbelieve, those who created, those who ascribe partners to Allah had followed him. And from mankind, the person, the first human to have created a major sin was the son of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Qabil, by killing his brother, and he opened the way to commit major sins. So they will be looking for the likes of such people so that they will want to trample them. But obviously that is not to be. They would want some kind of dominance. They would want these people to be more inferior, but that is not to be. They would want that satisfaction of their desires. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us with this very, very important message, that when we follow, see who we are following. Follow Allah, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow those that are on the path of Allah and on the path of the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who will lead us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.